At this point, we are going to send it over to Christian Zylstra and Derek DeVries with an update on how things are going at the Boltman Center. Dort College versus Northwestern. Women's basketball underway. Guys, you have about 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mike. We have 4:23 to go in the first quarter, and Northwestern currently leads 11-9, and Dort can be really quite grateful that they're that close to the way things have gone so far. Dort College is only down 2 despite having 6 turnovers in the first 5.5 minutes of this one, and right now Dort College with some pretty balanced scoring all around. There hasn't been much going for Dort on the offensive end. They have allowed a player for Northwestern, Darby Gustafson, to put up 6 of the 11 points for the Raiders, but the Raiders come in ranked 26th in the country. You could say they were the top team receiving votes in the national poll, and they just beat a top 5 team in the country in the last rankings in Morningside last week. So a tough test for Dort College today, but they got the sweep, of course, last year, and we'll see if they can make it 3 in a row tonight.
Yeah, they're trying to make it 3 in a row against Northwestern, and really the big thing is the turnovers so far for the defenders. 6 in the first 6 minutes. They only have 3 field goals attempted compared to Northwestern's 11, and that's been the major difference. Fortunate so far to only be down 13-9, and as we're speaking, another turnover on Dort College, so something they're definitely going to have to focus on and try to clean up as we move forward throughout this game.
3:50 to go first quarter. Northwestern leads 13-9 right now. Back to you, Mike, to see if Dort can wrap it up in 3 sets. Open Center here in Orange City, Iowa. I'm Derek DeVries, joined by Christian Zylstra, here to give you a quick update on how the women's game is going so far between the Northwestern Red Raiders and Dort College on this Wednesday evening. If you were just listening, Dort Volleyball gets the 3-0 win, and so let's update you here. Right now, 40-28 the score in favor of the Red Raiders. They're up by 12, and they have 2 players in double figures so far. Paige Danner has 10. Darby Gustafson has 11 points. For Dort College, though, it's been pretty sloppy play. They're led in scoring by Annie Rinesmith with only 5 points, so they haven't really found a true scorer so far in this one. And Dort College has turned the ball over a substantial amount of times. Dort so far with 13 turnovers. They have been able to get to the line a fair amount of times. They're 8 of 11 at the line, and they've held in check Cassidy DeYoung, who averages over 24 points per game coming into tonight. Dort College has been able to keep her in check. 40-29 the score right now.
Yeah, Northwestern's really dominated in most facets of the game so far. 30 points in the paint here in the first half out of 40 for the Red Raiders. They've really owned the paint, and they've sped it up as of late here in the second quarter. A lot more fast break and points on the move. That's worked out for the Red Raiders as well. Both teams have the majority of their points down low, although Dort recently hit a couple 3-pointers their first couple of the game. They're 2 of 8 from 3, while the Red Raiders are 1 of 2. But the big difference, Derek, you mentioned the turnovers, Dort with 13, and then there's field goal percentage. Northwestern 16 of 29, while Dort 9 of 20. That's a 10% advantage in favor of the Red Raiders, who have controlled so far, but Dort's still in it, only down 10.
Yeah, it hasn't been the prettiest first half, but if the defenders can go on a little bit of a run here into halftime, they certainly should have a chance to try to win their third straight over Northwestern. 2:40 to go in the second quarter, and Dort trails 42-32 now as Kim Cruz gets a layup. Back to you, Mike. Hopefully we have most of the second half here on the air on KDCR.
We are now set to send it over to Orange City and the Boltman Center, where Dort College and Northwestern are renewing their in-county basketball rivalry. Derek DeVries and Christian Zylstra are going to take us the rest of the way home, the rest of the women's basketball game, and then the men's game to follow. Christian and Derek, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. Let's see if Dort can go 3 for 3 for the night after volleyball takes care of business rather easily. At the half, Northwestern is in the lead. 44-34 is our score in this one. And, Christian, why don't you take us through some of the stats here? We've got 7.5 minutes to go till the second half begins.
Yeah, several telling stats from that first half. 44-34, the Red Raider lead. First of all, dominating on the offensive glass, 9 offensive rebounds for the Red Raiders, out-rebounding Dort 22-15 overall. The turnovers actually fairly even. Dort had 13 turnovers, 10 of those in the first quarter. They cleaned that up a little bit in the second quarter. Now the turnovers still in favor of Northwestern, but close 13-11. The passing for Northwestern, though, has been much better. 10 assists for the Red Raiders compared to 2 for the Dort College defenders. And I mentioned the 9 offensive rebounds. Part of that's led to 36 shots for the Red Raiders compared to only 25 for Dort. Another team shooting lights out. Northwestern, a decent shooting percentage, 47. The defenders at 44%. But Dort, 11 of 25. Northwestern, 17 of 36. Your individual leaders, for the defenders, the leading scorer, Kim Cruz, 8 points. Annie Rinesmith has 5 and 4 points for Shea Palama. She also leads the defenders in rebounds with 6 for the Red Raiders. A couple players in double figures. Paige Danner has 13 and Darby Gustafson has 12 points. And she's the leading rebounder as well with 7. A couple players with assists for the Red Raiders as well. But Renee Menneman, the leading assistman, 7 assists in that first half. She distributed the ball very well in 17 minutes. But Northwestern up 44-34, fairly comfortable lead. Could be worse, though. Got a little sloppy with the ball in the second quarter, and Dort still in for now.
And the paint has been dominated by Northwestern so far. At a point midway through the second quarter, they had 30 points in the paint, and that was when they had about 40 points.
It's still 30-12 Northwestern points in the paint.
Yeah, so if Dort can shut things down inside a little bit and be a bit more careful with the possession of the basketball, you certainly feel like we could have a game go down to the wire here. These are two teams that are in need of some conference wins. Northwestern comes in 7-3 overall, 1-3 in conference play. Dort 5-3, 0-2 in conference play. We'll talk a bit more about this game, what it means going in, and we've got a few more minutes until we get to the second half, so let's step aside for a brief break, and then we'll be back here from the Boltman Center in Orange City. Back at the Boltman Center on this Wednesday evening, I'm Derek DeBrees, joined by Christian Zylstra, and we'll have your coverage the rest of the night here at GPAC Play. Congrats once again to the Dort women's volleyball team on a great start to pool play at the national tournament in Sioux City. They go 2-0, if you just heard. They take the second game 3-0 over Madonna, as they did last day as well against St. Francis. So perfect so far, and a tough test tomorrow against Grandview. But now, taking a look, first of all, in this game, 44-34 the score. Northwestern leads Dort College at the half in this women's basketball contest. The other scores around the GPAC right now, Hastings leads Dome 35-19 at halftime. Briarcliff leads Mount Marty 37-23 at the half. And then in a great matchup, Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside close at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan with a 42-38 lead, and then later tonight in a single game, it's not a doubleheader, due to College of St. Mary being an all-women's college, they will play at Concordia, and that will be an 8 o'clock tip later this evening. But this is a Dort College team that's played fairly well this year. It just hasn't shown yet in the conference play. An 0-2 conference record, but you have to look at the teams that they've faced as well. Dort played, for example, in their conference opener, Dakota Wesleyan at home, and they were blown out in that one. But now, after the polls came out yesterday, Dakota Wesleyan is ranked number one in the country for the first time since 2004. So it obviously was a pretty good Tiger squad Dort faced. And then they played Briarcliff, who was ranked number 15, and they lost by 1 point. So this is a Dort team that is capable of hanging around, and I think it's the same story for Northwestern, too. They have a 1-3 conference record, and they've played almost all ranked opponents in all of those conference games. And their one win is not a bad one either, winning at Morningside 98-97.
Yeah, Morningside is then the number four team in the country. A very impressive win. This Northwestern side also narrowly losing to Briarcliff earlier this year. So a decent matchup on hand, but for the defenders, they're going to have to get better on the glass, and they're going to have to take care of the basketball. 13 turnovers. Doesn't matter that Northwestern has 11 so far. 13 turnovers in one half, far too much. If the defenders take care of the basketball, they get some more shots off, and maybe they're only down by one or two buckets rather than 10 points.
And you may remember as well, Cassidy DeYoung was coming in, averaging just shy of 24 points a game for the Red Raiders, and Dort's done a great job shutting her down, just 2 points at the half for DeYoung. Let's go back for a 30-second break, and then we'll get ready for the second half. Dort College trails Northwestern 44-34 at halftime. Back here in Northwestern, and we are just about set to start the second half. Dort trails 44-34. Dort College has been led in scoring so far by Kim Cruz, 8 points for her. Annie Rinesmith has 5. Of course, you'll remember last year, it was a historic year for Dort against Northwestern. They got the sweep. One of those games, Micah Hollis, who has graduated now, had 12 blocks for Dort College, and Dort's missing that interior presence here in this one.
Yeah, the 30 points in the paint for Northwestern, that's 30 of their 44. They've also hit 2 threes and 8 free throws. That accounts for all the scoring for the Red Raiders, but for the most part, they've dominated everything down low, on the glass, both offensively and total boards. And then it points in the paint for the defenders. They're going to have to get tougher down low. They did have a fair amount of open layups on the drive in that first half. We'll see if they continue to attack, but the interior defense is going to be key here in the second half.
Well, we're underway for the second half. Dorton, they're all black uniforms. It's all white for Northwestern. Kim Cruz is in the paint to start, and she's able to finish a shot inside traffic. So double figures now for Kim Cruz, as that gives her 10 points on the night. 44-36, the Red Raiders lead. As they go top of the key to Cassidy Young, they swing it around. Renee Monneman with it. She has 6 points so far. Now they go on the left block to Darby Gustafson, who has been a real presence and a problem for Dort College in this game, as now I believe a travel was called there on Northwestern. So that's going to give it over to Dort College. That was DeYoung that was called. But Gustafson has been all over the place. 12 points for her, and she had about half of the points of the first 12 or so, I would say, for Northwestern. She's been a presence on the block all night long. Dort goes on the wing with Kim Cruz as they're into the offensive half now. Ryan Smith has the top of the key, thought about the three, and some of her coaches match the in fire. So then she goes to the left side and then does fire the three, misses it though, and then it goes out of play. Last off of Rachel Ebelwald, who is trying to get the offensive rebound for Dort College, so it'll go to Northwestern.
Yeah, still not a terrible look by Ryan Smith, but the first one, the initial look, is the one she wanted to take in rhythm off the pass.
And now an offensive foul on Northwestern. So still no shots in the first minute for the Red Raiders, as an illegal screen is called. That foul goes on number 22, Paige Danner, and it's a big one. It's her third personal foul, and she currently leads the Raiders in scoring with 13 points.
And turnovers a problem for the Red Raiders as well now. That is their 13th to tie Dort.
Danner does stay in the game despite getting her third foul just a minute in here to the third quarter. Engbers, top of the key. She'll give it to Ryan Smith in the right corner. Now they go inside to Ebelwald. Ebelwald, cross-court pass for Engbers. Thought about the three. Guarded tightly, though, by Danner. Six on the shot clock. Cruz drives, spins, puts it up, and it off the glass. Kim Cruz having what I think is probably her best performance of the season so far. And that's not just from a points perspective, but she has 12 now, and a timeout call by Northwestern. Dort came ready to play here in the second half. 8:28 to go, third quarter, and they trail 44-38. Back in 30 seconds with more. Back after the timeout, Northwestern gets a basket. Haley Burks knocked it down, and now a travel by Annie Rinesmith, and Dort gives it back to the Red Raiders. So an 8-point lead now for Northwestern, and gaining a bit of momentum after the timeout by Coach Chris Yaw, who's in his sixth year for Northwestern. 2 minutes in here to the third quarter. On the right block, it's Gustafson. She passes off, and then Cassidy Young is fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul is on Kim Cruz, her first personal. And so DeYoung has the line. She's 2 of 2 so far in this one. First free throw attempt is good.
And look for Northwestern again to continue to attack down low. DeYoung hasn't done a whole lot today. That was her fifth point. Her first 2 points actually coming on two technical free throws after Coach Katie DeWitt-Steverson received a technical in the second quarter. DeYoung knocks down the second, and it's back to a 10-point lead for the Red Raiders.
Yeah, a bit ironic. It was because of a travel call that Coach DeWitt-Steverson was frustrated with, and she picked up her technical, and then the very next possession, Northwestern was called for a travel.
She made her point with the referees, but it did cost two free throws. A little bit of give and take there. We've seen a couple travels actually called since that moment.
And at the time, it was the only points DeYoung had scored were those two free throws. She now has 6 on the night, still well below her average. Ryan Smith drives, left wing. She stopped and kicks it back out. Cruz with it now. 7 on the shot clock, spinning inside. Lost it a bit behind her back. It's on the floor, and now it is turned over, I believe, and then a foul will be called on Dort College as well. Foul is going to go on Rachel Ebelwald. So that is her third personal foul, the freshman from Bloomington, Minnesota. She'll exit the game now. Kenzie Bausema will enter. .48-38, the Red Raiders lead. Up the floor goes Renee Monneman. Haley Burks now, and to the right wing for Paige Herbelt, who has yet to get on the score sheet tonight. They go inside now to Burks. Defended by Bausema, a mismatch there, and Northwestern's able to take advantage. And finishing inside is Burks. She now has 11 points on the evening.
Good recognition by the Red Raiders right after Ebelwald picked up her third foul and exited the game.
Full court press now forces a turnover. Rinesmith lost it, driving inside, and fouled is Gustafson, and so she will go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Kim Cruz, her second. So Northwestern getting to the line right now when the shots haven't been falling.
Already three fouls on the defenders here in the first 3:05 this third quarter.
First one good for Gustafson as a couple more changes for Dort. Rio Landers and Alyssa Flohn both enter into the game as Cruz and Engbers will exit. So for Dort, it's Flohn, Landers, Engbers, Pullima, and Rinesmith are the five out there. Second free throw attempt for Gustafson is good. So she knocks down a pair, four straight now for Northwestern, and their lead has suddenly gone to 14. And since the timeout, an 8-0 run by Northwestern.
Yeah, well, called timeout from Coach Law has refocused the Red Raiders, and they're back rolling again. We'll see if Dort can answer here. They broke the full court press.
Sloan turns it over, top of the key, trying to feed it in, and Dort's getting a bit more prone to turnovers as they were in that first quarter. Inside on the left block, Northwestern goes to Burke. She puts up the shot, too strong. Rebound, though, goes out towards Gustafson, and now it's loose on the floor. Bousema fighting for it, and now a jump ball will be called, and it'll stay with the Red Raiders.
And again, the offensive glass. Dort has struggled on the defensive glass, and Northwestern has taken advantage. Another offensive rebound, and now the officials talking.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the discussion could be, really, at this point. Unless they're wondering if the possession arrow didn't change the way it should have.
Well, initially it looked like the Northwestern player on the ground had the ball between her feet rather than actually with her hands, and it was the far referee on the other side of the court who made the call. Either way, Dort possession.
It's Dort's ball, but the possession arrow stays with Northwestern. So the only thing I could think of is that they had the possession arrow not changed, but I'm not certain. And they didn't talk to the score table at all. Regardless, Dort basketball, top of the key, open three for Flohn. And she knocks it down, and Dort College needed that one. Second three of the game for Alyssa Flohn.
That big three slows the momentum a little bit for the Red Raiders, takes advantage after that turnover.
Northwestern quick in transition, had an open three for Herbolt if she wanted it. She chose to pass it up, though. And now it's over with DeYoung, 15 on the shot clock. Pass to Herbolt on the left wing. Top of the key, long two is taken and knocked down by Renee Monument. That press is staying by Northwestern, and can't say I blame them. Dort has 17 turnovers so far, and they were nearly getting over and back there. Cross-court pass, Rinesmith drives all the way. Thought some contact was coming, though, and ended up missing the shot as a result. Northwestern goes back all the way, and then stopping at the elbow, and unguarded is Monument, and ends up being a wide-open jumper for her, a bit too easy. And she knocks that one down.
Yeah, Monument drove to the right elbow, picked up her dribble, and then Dort tried to cover all the potential passing lanes and left Monument wide open.
Timeout, Dort College, 5:09 to go third quarter, and a bit of a run by Northwestern. They lead 56-41 back in 30 seconds with more. Back in Orange City, I'm Derek DeReese, joined by Christian Zylster to bring you tonight's action. 56-41, the Northwestern lead in this women's basketball game. Still 5:09 to go in the third quarter. But Dort College struggling right now with the full court press the Red Raiders have put on. And it was 44-38. And then Coach Chris Yaw called a timeout for Northwestern. And since then, the Raiders have gone on a 12-3 run. And so now, after the timeout by Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, we'll see if Dort can get themselves on a bit of a run and try to get within single digits heading into that fourth quarter.
The three-point shooting is going to have to improve as well for the defenders. 3 of 11 tonight. And that's been key for them in their wins this year. They've been able to knock down the ball behind the arc.
Yeah, their three-point specialist, Paige Engbers, has yet to knock one down this evening. Engbers has it now. She throws it into Palma on the right block. Palma spins and then picks up her dribble, kicks it out to Engbers. Still 12 on the shot clock as Dort will go to the other side where they have Bousema on the block. A bit of a small lineup by Dort. Bousema drives inside, and she's able to finish for 2 points. That's now 5 on the night for the sophomore.
Good recognition from Bousema, left elbow wide open, filled the open lane.
And now a reverse layup attempt is well off the mark for Renee Monument. I say that because earlier she tried one of those circus layups and it fell a bit optimistically through after it went as high as the shot clock above the basket. But this time it doesn't go for her, and fighting for the rebound, Northwestern commits a foul as well. That foul is on Cassidy DeYoung, so her third, and now DeYoung and Danner, each with three fouls for Northwestern. Bousema in the corner on the near side. And now Dort swings it around. Engbers with it. And they go in on the block. The left block, that is, for Palma.
Swinging around again on the outside. Blown open. She'll take a three from the corner, and that one just grazes the iron. But then there's Rauschema to get another offensive rebound and finish inside. She's always been one of the hustle players for this door team, and it's gotten her a couple of baskets now in the last minute or so. DeYoung has it, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. They get it in to the free throw line for Gustafson. She'll take that jumper, and it rattles in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Cruz. Cruz taking it up the floor, maybe looking to attack, although now she stops and picks up her dribble, gives to Palma on the free throw line. She'll hand it off for Bausma, but Bausma didn't handle it, and then a foul was called after the ball went loose along the ground. Foul is on Shanda Zimmerman, her first. And that's the team's third foul. So bonus, not likely for either teams, or at least not with a lot of time remaining. Three team fouls apiece so far here in the third quarter. They inbound it immediately to Peyton Harmson, who's now into the game. Into Palma on the block, and she collided with the Northwestern player. That was Monoman. She lost it, went out of play. Still Dort ball, and 24 seconds on the shot clock as they'll inbound from the baseline. Ebby Pruitt also in for Dort College. So it's Bausma, Cruz, Pruitt, Harmson, and Palma for the defenders. Top of the key, they inbound it to Harmson. Gives it off to Pruitt now. She's trying to get it inside on the block to Palma, but it's denied. Gives it to Cruz instead. Three top the key, off the mark, and the rebound snatched by Gustafson.
Decent look for Cruz, though. She had Burke switched on to her. And Cruz, the smaller player, Burke's didn't come out quite as far, left the open shooting lane. And Cruz just couldn't knock it down.
Gustafson thought about shooting a 20-footer. Opts not to, though. And Northwestern passes it in on the left block now to Burks. Defended by Cruz. There's a height disadvantage there now for Dort. And then Northwestern gets the rebound. The player falls to the ground. Nothing called, though, through all this. And the shot clock resets, and it's Northwestern ball.
Another offensive rebound. Dort needs to be much better on the defensive glass.
Zimmerman has it. Cross-court pass to the left wing now, and then driving inside and finishing with another layup is Monoman.
Far too easy. She just drove right around Pruitt. Pruitt didn't stay low, didn't stay in the defensive position and stance.
Pruitt goes around the back there, didn't see a player behind her, nearly lost it, and now it goes out of play. It is off of Northwestern, so it'll be Dort ball, but they're still in the backcourt, and the shot clock's down to 20 seconds now as Rhinesmith and Landers will check back in for Dort College. Bausma will exit, as will Pruitt. Monoman's got 12 points on the night, and I think five of her six baskets have been layups. She's been able to find the seams in the Dort defense and get to the hoop rather easily every time. Rhinesmith takes up the floor, gives it to Cruz. Has Landers on the right block. Cruz drives, and then a shove is called. And I think it's going to send Cruz to the free throw line as the foul is on Zimmerman, her second. Cruz one of two at the line so far tonight.
Cruz, the only Dort College defender in double digits so far. She's got 12. And leaves the first free throw short. 58-45, our score. Northwestern leads, 2:20 remaining here in the third quarter. And the second free throw from Cruz is good.
Knockdown one of two. And Dort within 12. Let's see if they can get that under 10 by the end of the quarter with 2-plus to go. Western looks in on the block to Gustafson. She's defended by Palma, takes a jumper, can't knock it down. And that's been a better idea for Dort. Make Gustafson beat them with the 12-foot jumper. She hasn't been able to do that as many times tonight as now Rhinesmith drives, and she's fouled. So Dort will shoot free throws the rest of the quarter. Wouldn't matter there as it was a shooting foul. Foul is on Darby Gustafson, so that is her second foul.
Gustafson is upset with the foul call, but Rhinesmith, far too easy. Gustafson continued to back up and wait until she got within the restricted circle, allowed Rhinesmith to just dribble all the way through the paint and get right to the basket. Somebody from Northwestern needed to pick Rhinesmith up a lot earlier on the fast break.
Rhinesmith leaves the first free throw short, and Dort leaving some points at the line right now. Dort College basketball made possible in part by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Second free throw on the way for Ryan Smith, and that is good. So she knocks down 1 of 2. She's now 4 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Dort chipping away at the deficit, now within 11. Burks takes it up the floor. Gives it off to Monument. Now they swing it around to DeYoung on the left wing. There was space for her to possibly drive, but instead they swing it around to the other side, now go on the block to Gustafson, and a foul is called on Dort College away from the ball.
It's only the fourth team foul on the defenders, so still no free throws.
It's on Kenzie Bausema, her third. So we'll inbound under the basket. Bausema walks it. Alyssa Fetters will come in for Dort College, the freshman from Sioux Center. Has 2 points from the free throw line in tonight's game. Hasn't been in too many minutes, but has made her minutes useful for Dort as they inbound to DeYoung. She can't finish inside, but then she's able to get the rebound. Loose ball on the floor. They battle for it, and the jump ball is called. And the possession arrow, if it's right this time, is with Northwestern. So the Red Raiders will keep it, and it looks like that's the way the officials have agreed on.
DeYoung took that shot and immediately looked for the first body she could find to apply the box out. She boxed out Alyssa Fetters there, and for Dort, just too lazy on the defensive glass again. Not searching for bodies, not blocking out their man, and it's leading to more offensive rebounds. It's now the 12th for the Red Raiders today.
Inside they go, and trying to put up the shot was Danner, but she was denied by Cruz, who really just absorbed the ball. And now in transition, Paloma has it in the corner. Picks up her dribble, though. Caught no man's land, is able to get it to Fetters. They go in now to Landers on the right block. She spins, kicks it back out to Paloma, and went through her hands. She thought she had lost it, but she's able to recover and get it. 10 on the shot clock still. This possession's been pretty wild for Dort. As now Fetters has it, she kicks it out. Ryan Smith for 3, and that one's short off the iron, and it'll go out of bounds to Northwestern.
Well, an interesting offensive set there from Dort College, having Paloma behind the three-point arc here in the corner. She struggled with the pass a couple times. And then Northwestern with a lot of pressure. She didn't feel comfortable to dribble out of that corner. We'll see if Dort elects to continue to keep Paloma there.
Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Northwestern goes inside to Gustafson on the left block, and she's met by Ryan Smith, and a jump ball is called, and Dort will get it this time. They take the possession arrow. Gustafson did not see Ryan Smith coming from the backside. She stole it quickly as now Eva Bald with 3 fouls, and then Paige Engvers will both check into the game for Dort College as Fetters and Landers exit.
A couple mostly offensive substitutions here for Dort College with 44 seconds remaining. You're thinking, if you play your cards right, you have one defensive set at most left in this quarter.
Ryan Smith takes it into the front court. Top of the key with Paloma. Now Ryan Smith again thought about the 3 maybe. A few feet behind the 3-point line. Lets it go, though, and now Dort we'll take it back top of the key. 14 on the shot clock still. Paloma swings around. Eva Bald in the corner. Now Engber's in the corner, and she traveled with it.
Part of the problem with the Dort offense there with Northwestern in the 2-3 zone is they have post players around the 3-point arc, and so they're not going to take those deep shots, even from the corner where it's your highest percentage 3-point shot.
Yeah, they're not post players that are capable of shooting the 3 either for Dort, so it puts them in a tough spot. I'll agree with you there. They tried to set up the screen for Engbers to get open, but that's asking a lot against the 2-3 zone to be able to set that up, certainly.
And they waited until 20 seconds on the shot clock to make that move.
Fetters and Landers come back in to play defense for Dort after the dead ball. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Northwestern takes a 3 top of the key. That one's off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, again to Northwestern. 3 seconds left in the quarter, and a foul by Ryan Smith will put Northwestern to the free throw line.
And not a smart foul there from Ryan Smith. She just reached in trying to knock the ball away, but with 2.5 seconds left, a little bit too much risk for the reward, and Northwestern a chance to push the lead up to 13 here at the end of the third quarter with 2 free throws.
Paige Danner's at the line. She knocks down her first. So the Raiders 13 of 16 by my count from the free throw line so far, as Dort will make pretty much a wholesale change. 4 new players in for this 2.4 seconds to end the third quarter. First things first, have to rebound here if there's a miss, because Dort has not done a great job on the glass this evening. Second free throw for Paige Danner. On the way, and good. Knocks them both through. She'll exit now. Dort wanted to take it quick, but due to the substitution, they couldn't do so, and now some pressure will come, not only on the inbounder, but also on players trying to receive the ball for Dort. Smart move by Northwestern with only 2 seconds left. They get it to Pruitt. She passed it forward to Engbers, didn't get the shot off in time, and it ends up being short. End of the third quarter, Northwestern leads 60-47. Back in 30 seconds with more.
Back in Orange City, after three quarters of play, Northwestern leads at 60-47. Dort basketball made possible in part by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Also by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julia Renz and Steve Hoffman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number 722-1902 to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grudeweg is a broker. Well, Dort only scored 13 in that third quarter, and they trail by 13 now heading into the fourth. They're going to have to hit their perimeter shots, but they've got to be a little bit more careful with the ball as well. Four turnovers in that third quarter, 17 for the game now for Dort College. And they've let Northwestern get to the free throw line 17 times so far.
Interestingly enough, the defenders actually the better shooting percentage, shooting 45.7 with the Red Raiders 44.9. But again, the Red Raiders 49 shot attempts versus the 35 field goal attempts for the Dort College defenders have 14 difference. Again, from the turnovers and the offensive rebounds, 12 plus 8 on the offensive glass for the Red Raiders. That's where this leads come from.
Well, let's see if Dort can make a bit of a comeback here and make it a close one down the wire, down 13. Northwestern starts with the ball here in the fourth quarter. They immediately go into Gustafson on the block, and then she tries to shake off Palma, wasn't able to do so. She picked up the ball and then dribbled again. Double dribble Cole, and that will give it back to Dort. And really, Northwestern hasn't played the cleanest game either. 15 turnovers for them, and that's something Coach Yaw certainly isn't going to be pleased with either.
It's really been pretty sloppy by all accounts for both teams thus far. Northwestern has just done much better on the offensive glass.
Eva Vald with a jumper, not able to knock it down from the corner, and the rebound snatched by Gustafson. Renee Monneman takes it up the floor, now DeYoung with it. As they swing it around, they go in on the block to Gustafson once again, as they do pretty much every possession when she's out there. She gives it off to DeYoung, jumper for her from about 17 feet, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped up into the air, and Eva Vald able to grab it. Good box out there on Burks.
Cassidy DeYoung still struggling to get going for the Red Raiders, but everyone else helping contribute.
Annie Rinesmith drives all the way to the basket, finishes inside for two more. 8 points for her now. Dort within 11 with 9 minutes to go.
That's another issue for the defenders. Rinesmith, the second leading scorer with 8 points. Northwestern, four players on the floor currently in double figures.
And then Northwestern answers inside. Gustafson once again for two more. She came in not even being one of their top four scorers in this game either. And she now has 16 to lead her team. Three players average over 10 points a game coming into tonight for Northwestern as Rinesmith chooses not to take a three, drives along the wing, and then a foul is called. I think that one's on DeYoung, and if that's the case, it's going to be her fourth foul. And it is. So she'll exit the game now. Actually, I spoke too soon. Actually, we're going to have one more substitution, and now Zimmerman will come in for Cassidy DeYoung. High school teammates exchange there. And play will resume. Dort will inbound it on the baseline. First team foul for Northwestern. Long two there for Engbers off the inbounds pass. It's her first points of the night, so it's good to see that. But you'd also like to see that become a three-pointer as well, given it's out of the inbounds pass, and that's what you're setting up.
And there was no one around her, and she was so close as well, maybe on the line by an inch or two.
Northwestern, as they've done all night, goes into Gustafson again, and they draw a foul on Dort College. That one's on Engbers. Or excuse me. That one's on Shea Palma, her third. And so two more free throws for Gustafson coming up, and she knocks down the first.
Northwestern knows what's working for them, though. The threes really haven't fallen tonight. They haven't taken too many. They've continued to attack down low, and whether that's given them points in the paint or the free throw line, they've had a strong centered attack.
Second one rolls around, doesn't fall for Gustafson. She's 7 of 10, though, by my count, from the line tonight. Gotten there plenty of times as Engbers now drives inside, then tried to make a bounce pass across the paint, and it was easily cut out by Gustafson.
Yeah, there's one place that the bounce pass usually doesn't work. It's in the paint with all the bodies and arms.
Jumper now by Burks, knocked down as we have a player whose head hit the floor for Northwestern, and so play stops after the basket's good for Burks. Just slipped, it looked like, and maybe took a little bit of a shove, and her head hit the floor. She's back on her feet, so it looks like she'll be okay, but stopped play, and now they'll wipe it up as well.
It was a strong box out by Eva Vald. That's what sent the stops into the ground.
And she will exit the game now. And entering will be Renee Monument. And they're going to have make her go through some concussion protocol over there, it looks like, perhaps, with the trainers. But she's saying to them she's fine, just took a bit of a shutdown. And with that, that test has ended already. So they didn't do too much testing. As a matter of fact, 7:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, 65-51, the Northwestern lead as that full court pressure coming again from Northwestern, and Cruz gets it over with 23 seconds left on the shot clock, drives into the paint, kicks it out, Ryan Smith, top of the key, drives, she'll put up the left-hand layup, can't knock it down, Palma with the rebound, she can't finish though, and then Zimmerman's able to come in and get the rebound. 5'8", smallest player on the floor, but she's able to snatch the rebound away. Or second smallest, I should say. Renee Monneman, the shortest. She takes it up the floor now, listed at only 5'5". Junior from Fonda, Iowa. As they go inside now, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Haley Burks. She pushed off to get open in the post, and Dirt College will take it back now as Alyssa Flone will enter the game for Ryan Smith. 7:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. As Harmson takes it up the floor for Dort. They get through the press rather easily that time. Cruz now on the right wing. Again, it's Bausma in the post as it's really four guards out there for Dort College. And Palma tried to dribble inside on the block and Burks fouled her. So two quick fouls for Haley Burks. Three for her now. And it's the third team foul already on Northwestern. So hopefully Dort can get in the bonus fairly quickly and score with the clock stopped as well in this one. They inbound to Harmson, three-pointer from the left wing, off the mark though, and it was short of everything, and then a bit of a frustration foul by Kenzie Bausma, and she's in a bit of disbelief for the call, and that's her fourth. And so she's likely to exit the game now as a result as Alyssa Fetters comes in.
Harmson, when she took that three, looked like her momentum was still carrying her away from the basket, and the defense actually from Northwestern, not terrible. The defender trailing, still got a hand in the face of Harmson, and that contributed to that awkward-looking three-point shot.
Danner will take it up the floor as they get it already into the front court, 2 seconds into their possession. A little bit different than Dort, who's facing that full-court pressure about every time. Zimmerman drives inside, finishes for the layup. 4 points now for her on the evening.
And just far too easy again. Zimmerman just backing down her defender.
Cruz takes it in, kicks out to Harmson, shot fake, but Northwestern wasn't biting on that one. And now Fetters with it, drives baseline, and she's fouled by Zimmerman as she goes towards the basket. And so that is Zimmerman's third personal foul. Fourth team foul, so the next one will put Dort to the line, and we have 6.5 minutes to go, but Dort down 16 points still.
Fourth team foul, but unfortunate for Dort College. Fetters had the open lane there and finished the layup. Would have been an easy 2 points. Not the worst foul in the world for Northwestern.
Jordan bounces it up top to Cruz and then goes inside to Ivovald. She'll give it out to Flone, who tried to drive and had it stripped away from her. Taken away by Monument all the way up the floor she goes. Puts up the right hand layup off the mark, and then a foul is called a little bit late. And Monument will go to the line to shoot two.
That's the 20th turnover on Dort College.
Foul is on Cruz, her third. So Monneman will go to the line for her first time tonight.
Red Raiders have also been solid from the free throw line, 15 of 19 so far before these two attempts.
And the first one's good for Monneman. Dort basketball made possible in part by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear, and by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center. As the second free throw is off the mark, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Shelton, where values matter. Member FDIC. Monument knocks down one of two, but the lead's up to 17, 68-51. Red Raiders lead. We'll, of course, have the broadcast of the men's game about 15 minutes after the completion of this one and try to get other women's basketball scores around the GPAC on a busy Wednesday night once again. As Fetters is blocked and it's taken away by Zimmerman, and now up the floor goes Monument. Kicks it out, open three from the left wing for Danner. And that one's off the mark, but again, no one puts a body on Zimmerman. Offensive rebound kicks it out. That three off the mark, as that one was fired by Herbert, who still hasn't been able to put any points up tonight. Now Cruz has it stripped away from her. Back the other way go the Red Raiders.
A fake pass and then a layup for Monteman, and she finishes inside. I mentioned most of her baskets have been layups in this game, and she did it there again. Timeout called. 5:22 to go, and Dort trails 70-51. Back in 30 seconds with more Dort Women's
God's
basketball.
God's presence is
back in Orange City as we get closer to the end of this one, and unfortunately, it looks like it's falling a bit out of control here for Dort College. 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter, and Dort College trails 70-51. It was a 10-point game at halftime, and Dort got within six right out of the half. It was 44-38, but since then, the Raiders have outscored Dort 26-11 and have really been able to build on their lead throughout.
And a big part of that second half run, again, Dort College struggling to take care of the basketball. 21 turnovers, so that's eight this half already compared to just five this half for the Red Raiders. And the offensive rebounds, now 13 offensive rebounds for the Red Raiders. The defensive rebounds are even, but plus eight in that category has really helped Northwestern out. 14 extra shot attempts for the Red Raiders.
Well, after the timeout, which I believe was called by Northwestern, full court press comes from the Red Raiders. Ryan Smith is able to dribble through it, and then they leave her open on the right wing for a three. She takes it, but it's well off the mark. Fetters is able to track down the offensive rebound. Shot clock doesn't reset as it didn't catch any part of the hoop. And so 10 seconds left, and Ryan Smith realizes that now, drives inside, kicks out to Palomo. Shot fake, puts it in, and she's able to knock it in off the glass.
Dort now 3 of 15, though, from behind the arc as well. That was going to be key for them to have a chance to pull off the upset.
Gustafson inside, fouled, and she knocked down the shot as well. Fouls on Palma, her fourth. And actually, they're going to wave off the shot. And let me tell you, that's a bit surprising to me, at least. But
Gustafson was
they're
going to
say it's
well.
On the floor, and they're going to give the foul to Annie Rinesmith instead. So it's the third foul on Rinesmith. As Engbers exits the game, Bausema comes back in with four fouls. Well, take from it what you will. Fresh shot clock, though, for Northwestern. They amount under the basket, and it's poked away by Cruz.
Cruz still the only Dort College player in double figures today. 13 points. Next high is Lee Rinesmith with eight.
Travel called on Northwestern. And Gustafson doesn't agree with that call. And she's trying to get a discussion with the referee going, but not allowing that at this time as more substitutions are made. DeYoung comes back in, as does Burks for Northwestern. There are other three players in the floor, Gustafson, and then Danner and Monteman for Dort. It's Harmson, Palma, Cruz, Engbers, and Rinesmith. And Rinesmith is the one that takes it up the floor, kicks it out to Harmson, had possibly an open layup or at least a chance of the basket, and so Dort swings around, and Engbers knocks down her first three-pointer of the night. Unfortunately, it might be a little too little too late, but we still got 4 minutes and a little bit of change to go in this one. Top of the key with Monteman. They look in on the block. Gustafson wants it, but she didn't get it, and she had Palma posted up along the basket. 13 left on the shot clock as Northwestern looks to kill a bit more time. DeYoung swings around. Now they go in for Burks, but it's stolen away by Engbers, who baited the pass there. Ryan Smith will take it up the floor. Pass was behind Cruz, and it was actually, I think, intended for Engbers and poked away and nearly stolen by Danner. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Dort ball as Eva Vald comes in for Engbers. Actually, Harmson, as Coach DeWitt Severson quickly noticed that she was going to have her one of her senior leaders coming out of the game with less than 4 minutes to go, especially after Engbers just did a three-pointer.
Stagnant offense, nobody moving around for Dort right now.
Yeah, they left Eva Vald open on the right elbow, and she felt like she was almost forced to take the shot after being that open, but it's off the back of the rim and no good. And now Burks with it on the left wing for Northwestern as time continues to creep away from Dort College. Nearly stolen there as it's a loose ball and then a travel by Burks.
Oh, if you're Dort, though, you have to start hurrying. 3:31 left, you're down 70-56. And that last offensive possession, a prime example where nobody was moving whatsoever. Everyone, all five players, stood stagnant with the basketball. Only one pass was made before that elbow jumper from Eva Vald.
Pretty much a full house tonight here at the Boltman Center. And a foul is called on Northwestern. So Dort will go to the free throw line with the clock stopped, as that's the fifth team foul on the Red Raiders.
And it's going to be on Cassidy DeYoung. So a frustrating night for the sophomore ends as she fouls out. And DeYoung's night ends with just 6 points. She came in averaging 23.8 a game and 16 threes on the year, which was tied for first on this Red Raiders team. But no threes and only 6 points, one field goal on the evening. And now two free throws coming for Kim Cruz, and Dort needs about all their opportunities at the line to fall.
Well, DeYoung still can't shake off her Dort College opponent woes. But at the same time, everyone else for Northwestern has stepped up trying to avenge getting swept last year against the defenders.
Yeah, first time since the late 90s that Dort was able to do that against Northwestern. Second free throw is short for Cruz, not able to knock down both. First one did fall. 3:15 to go in the game. 70-57, the Northwestern lead. If Dort could get a couple more baskets, you'd maybe start to put some pressure on the Red Raiders and draw a timeout from Coach Yaw. 10 on the shot clock now. The Red Raiders have run out the clock, but now can they still have a chance at scoring? 5 on the shot clock. They're 30 feet away from the basket. And then a foul is called as Rhinesmith went down to the ground, but the foul is on Dort College. And that's Rhinesmith's fourth. I thought for sure we were going to have an offensive foul as she took an elbow and went straight down to the floor, but instead it's the fifth team foul on Dort and two free throws Northwestern's way. And really the stunned silence here kind of proves that everyone's a bit surprised by that call as Haley Burks will go to the line.
Yeah, it looked like a moving screen and Rhinesmith sent hard to the ground, and instead she's called for the foul. If anything, if Rhinesmith was going to get called for trying to push through this screen, you just prefer the play on, considering play was far out away from the basket and really it had no effect on the screener whatsoever.
First free throw is good for Burks. 14 points on the night for her now.
Just that kind of night, though, for the defenders. Things haven't gone their way, and they've contributed to that as well with the turnovers and offensive glass.
Timeout called. 2:55 to go. Northwestern leads 72-57. Back in 30 seconds with more. Back in Orange City on the campus of Northwestern College as we wind down the final few minutes of this one in the women's basketball game. Northwestern leads 72-57. Joined by Christian Zauster, I'm Derek DeVries, bringing you tonight's action. Mike Biker, the usual voice of the defenders, was in Sioux City earlier tonight for the volleyball team's second game in pool play of the national tournament at the Tyson Event Center. Dort took care of Madonna from Michigan, 3-0. And so now 2-0 in pool play. If Grandview wins tonight, the other team, another team in the pool for Dort College, they would also go to 2-0, and both of those teams would be guaranteed to make it to the next round. Dort will play Grandview tomorrow night regardless, try to get a better seed, and if they're fortunate enough the way some other things would go, maybe avoid a game on Friday morning, but that would require some of the top teams in the country to not make it out of their pools. Play back underway, 2:50 to go. They're in the fourth quarter, Dort down 15. Cruz has it, passes off to Harmson, 3 from the corner. No good off the back of the rim, and the rebound snatched by Danner. They go inside to Gustafson. She spins to the left, and she's able to finish for two more. 19 points to lead all teams in scoring, but Dort goes inside to Paloma, who gets two. I was going to say, you look at Northwestern, they've got 5 players on the floor right now. 3 of them have 15 points, and then Gustafson has 19. So the bulk of Northwestern's points on the floor right now. In fact, 68 of their total 74 points are these 5 players out there right now. As they go in to Gustafson again, she spins to the right, and Paloma's called for her 4th foul.
Also,
so two more free throws coming up for Darby Gustafson.
Also worthy of note, 60 of these 74 Red Raider points have come inside the paint or from the free throw line as well, and a lot of those fouls have come when Northwestern's tried to attack down low as Gustafson's first free throw bounces in and out. That's something the defenders are going to have to work on, defending without fouling, and then especially working on the interior defense as the second free throw is good, and now Gustafson has 20 points.
They certainly haven't beat Dort from the perimeter, which we've seen this Northwestern team do in previous years. And so maybe that's something Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson will want back as Kim Cruz is able to finish inside for two more. It's been a good performance from her, 16 points. You mentioned it, Christian. No one else for Dort in double figures for scoring this evening. But 16 for the senior. As we have a minute and a half to go now, Dort just trying to play some aggressive defense, but not fouling or anything, down 14. 10 on the shot clock now. As Monument is able to still get towards the basket for a layup. Couldn't knock it down this time, but an easy offensive rebound and finish for two more for Gustafson. Cruz takes it up the floor. She'll go towards the basket, spins, puts it off the glass, and rattles in. Two more for Cruz. As we have 60 seconds left to go. We'll have, of course, during the post-game wrap of this one, the closing stats, and it looks like Dort College is going to fall to 5-4 on the season, 0-3 in conference play. Raiders will improve to 8-3 overall, 2-3 in the conference, as foul is called on Annie Rinesmith. That'll do it for the freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota. She fouls out. She ends with 8 points on the evening.
The previous possession for Northwestern really kind of sums up this game. Far too easy getting to the interior. Manaman just drove right by Kim Cruz, who didn't make much of an effort trying to shuffle over, and then she wasn't able to make the layup, and there was Gustafson, who's had a big game, offensive rebound, putback, and good.
First free throw is good for Danner. 16 points for her now on the evening. And her second free throw is good as well with 48 and a half seconds to go. Dort Basketball is made possible in part by Point Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Top of the key, Paige Engbers has it. She'll give it off to Harmson, who then tries to drive inside, denied at the free throw line. Pruitt takes a 20-footer. And that one's short off the rim. Foot was just inside the line. Rebound grab at Northwestern. Shot clock is off. And the Red Raiders might look to just dribble out the clock here. Fans come to their feet for the Red Raiders. There won't be a sweep this year of Northwestern for the Dort College women's basketball team at the Boltman Center. As Northwestern will win this one this evening, and really it was the lead they got at the very beginning, and then Dort College wasn't able to get it back at any point in time in the game. And it's the final score, Northwestern 79, Dort College 63. Let's step aside for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. Dort loses 79-63 at Northwestern. Back at the Boltman Center, final score this evening. Northwestern takes it 79-63. We'll have the final stats in a moment, but I'm Derek DeVries, joined by Christian Zosser, and I'll take it over to my partner, Christian, to kind of talk about what you thought were really the keys to this one and thoughts on where this went wrong for Dort College, because it was certainly a game when they were within 6 points, 44-38, mid-third quarter, that they could have come back in this one and tried to get the third straight win against Northwestern.
Yeah, that really was the turning point. It was 44-38. Dort had come out of the second half with a lot of fire, actually. A couple of Kim Cruz baskets got them right back in it. But things started to go downhill from there again. They just couldn't clean up the turnovers. It was slightly better. But then the other issue for them was the offensive glass. They really struggled defensively. 14 offensive rebounds in the end for the Red Raiders. And that was your big difference. Northwestern actually only played seven players in the game. So they had a lot of didn't have a lot of fresh legs out there. Your leading scorer for Dort had 18 points. And that really was the big difference.
Looking at scores around the league as well, we'll take a look at those coming up and try to get a look at where the GPAC standings are right now, but all of the games that started at 6 o'clock are in the books as well, so we'll be able to look at those, and we'll wrap up stats as well. But Dort College loses at 79-63, and we've still got over 15 minutes until the men's game. Back in a couple minutes with more post-game coverage. Dort loses 79-63. Back at the Boltman Center, to wrap up the Dort College Northwestern women's basketball game. And, well, Christian, let's take a look at the total stats from this one.
Yeah, your total stats for the defenders, again, I mentioned only one player in double figures. That was Kim Cruz. She had 18. Annie Rinesmith had 8, as did Shay Palma. But that was mostly it. Kenzie Balsema added 7 points. Alyssa Flohn tallied 6 as well for Dort College. 27 rebounds compared to 39% for the Red Raiders. Dort actually shot 45% from the field in the game. Not terrible. 47 for the Red Raiders. Big issue for North College. They were going to need the three-point shot to fall, and they couldn't get it today. 4 of 17 under 25%. And then the free throw line as well. They got there 13 times in the first half, where 10 of 13 only got there 6 times in the second half. Part of that, Northwestern did much better playing defense without fouling, but Dort also seemed to stop attacking the basket, and it led to more jump shots, more missed three-point shots as well. For the Red Raiders, 4 players in double figures, led by Darby Gustafson, 22 points and 13 boards. She has a double-double in 34 minutes of action. 17 points for Paige Danner, and then Renee Manneman and Haley Burke each had 15 points. The leading assist, 7 from Renee Manneman as well. Again, Northwestern shoots 47.5%. Defenders shoot 45%. Turnovers, 21 for North College. Northwestern's going to want to clean up their turnovers as well. They ended up with 19. Ended up not being as big of a difference as we maybe would have thought, but 21 far too much from the defenders in the end. And the rebounding, offensive glass just wasn't there. Not a lot of effort to box up from the defenders. And that's why Northwestern came away with a 79-63 victory over the North College defenders.
Well, looking at other scores around the GPAC in women's basketball this evening, there were 3 other games going on at 6 o'clock, and they are all in the books. Hastings was able to get the win over Doan, 69-41. Briarcliff took down Mount Marty at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City, 72-42. And then in a great battle between 2 very good teams, Dakota Wesleyan, who's ranked number 1 in the country for the first time since 2004, was able to take down Morningside, 91-81. So already Morningside with 2 conference losses. Of course, they've been a powerhouse in the GPAC for years. Morningside lost by 1 last week to Northwestern, the team that just beat Dort College, of course, 79-63 on the last second bucket, 98-97. That was a high-scoring one. And then they lose tonight, 91-81 to Dakota Wesleyan. We can take you through the GPAC standings now as well. Tonight, College of St. Mary's playing at Concordia in women's basketball. That game's going to start in a few minutes at 8 o'clock. But the rest of the standings then, Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia are at the top of the GPAC, both at 4-0. And then it's Briarcliff, who's at 4-1 in third place. Fourth place belongs to Hastings at 4-1. And then it's Morningside, who's at 2-2 on the year in the conference. And so that's your top 5, all nationally ranked, may I remind you.
All top 20.
Yes. 6th in the conference then is Northwestern, 2-3 on the year, but they've played some pretty tough competition. And then 7th and 8th belong to Midland and Doan, who are both 1-2. And then in 9th place right now sits Dort College with an 0-3 conference record, and College of St. Mary as well as an 0-3, and then the bottom of the league is Mount Marty, who is 0-4. But you can't be too down on this Dort College team. They're 0-3 in the conference, with losses to number 1 in the country, Dakota Wesleyan, currently number 19 in the country, Briarcliff, and that was a 1-point game, so it showed Dort can hang around with them. And then tonight at Northwestern, after Dort won both games last year, so you knew there was a bit of a revenge factor there, and it's a Northwestern team that if you take away receiving votes and just put where they are in numerical order, they're 26th. They were 5 votes away from being in the top 25 in the country, so you knew it was going to be a tough task. And so with that, I'd say we're ready to wrap up this women's game. Any other thoughts about this one?
The GPAC schedule is just a gauntlet, especially on the women's side. You mentioned all those great teams, and that's why Dort College really wanted to get that upset victory against Briarcliff at home right before Thanksgiving break. They weren't able to pull it off. A turnover in the final seconds. They lost by 1, 60-59. They played well at times tonight, and they had a couple rallies in them. Again, mentioning it, 44-38 right after the second half, but after that Northwestern timeout, really all the fire seemed to go out and be extinguished from the defenders. Northwestern played not great, but they played well enough to come away with the victory, and well deserved for the Red Raiders, who they continue to their role they're on now. They will be ranked in short time.
And it doesn't get much easier for Dort College. Next up is at Hastings, number 14 in the country, and 9-2 overall, a 3-1 conference record. That'll be a Saturday, 1 o'clock start time. Mike Winkler will have the call, unless, hopefully, the women's volleyball team is playing a semifinal match at the national tournament in Sioux City. Then there will not be coverage of that one. But 1 o'clock on Saturday, the next game at Hastings. Just over 10 minutes, they'll tip off of the men's game. We'll preview it up coming up next, but back in a couple minutes on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.